Welcome back to this Saturday afternoon edition of our Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash on AM 930 WEOL, online at WEOL.com. Tim Elkhorn with you. And, of course, if it's a Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash and it's halftime, that means it's time to hand out some awards. Our Student Athlete Award, courtesy of our good friends at Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria, and the Veteran of the Game, brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. And for the second straight week, the head coach of the Vermilion Sailors, Rob DeRay, joins us at the half to name a Vermilion Sailor Student Athlete of the Week, as well as a Sailor Veteran of the Game. So, Coach, we welcome you back to the airwaves of WEOL, and let's start off with that Stewart Appliance Student Athlete of the Game. Who have you chosen as this afternoon Student Athlete of the Game for Vermilion, and why is this young man deserving?
I've chosen Brandon Cole. Brandon Cole has been a three-year starter for us. He's now a senior. He starts both ways. He started both ways for us last year. While a leader on and off the field, he has maintained a 3.92 GPA. And I can't say enough about this young man and what he means to our team and how successful he's going to be in life.
Rob, you said it better than I could. A leader on and off the field, and when you're sporting a grade point average of 3.9, that's demonstrating to the men on the football field that, hey, I can get it done out here, but more importantly, I'm getting it done in that classroom. That is indeed true leadership.
Of course. I mean, he's a great kid, and everyone, he leads by example. And can't say enough good things about Brandon Cole.
Great stuff. So congratulations, Brandon. You are the Student Athlete of the Game for Vermilion, courtesy of Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria. And now, Rob, let's talk about your Veteran of the Game, courtesy of Lorain County Veteran Services. Who have you chosen for today's Veteran of the Game for Vermilion, and why this young man?
I've chosen Brendan Zanoni. Brendan Zanoni, who is, he's on the sidelines tonight. And he got hurt last week. He'll be out for a few weeks. What he brings to our football team from the perspective of running the ball / receiving the ball is no comparison. You know, he's out tonight during this week of practice, and this is probably the most important piece of the puzzle. During this week of practice, he has been with the young guys, the guys competing for his position, training them, making sure they know what to do, and he's been a leader and did exactly what he needs to do with the unfortunate circumstance of him being hurt. So Brendan Zanoni, awesome kid, and the award goes out to him today.
Rob, you mentioned the fact that Brendan got shaken up in the ball game last week against Firelands. We had that game on WEOL as well, and of course, he was as fierce a competitor as I've seen in a long time. I mean, that young man just didn't back down. We talked about leadership with Brandon. Same thing with Brendan here. He led by example out there.
Yeah, Brendan's 5'6", about 165, 175 pounds, 170 pounds. He plays like he's 6'2", 220. When he runs the football, he's hard to bring down. And he's been one of our leading rushers the last 2 years. And scoring touchdowns, he's been one of our leaders as well. And he brings a lot to the table. Can't wait to get him back here in a couple weeks.
So congratulations goes out to Brendan Zanoni. He is the Veteran of the Game for the Vermilion Sailors on this Saturday afternoon. Even though he's out of action for today's ball game, a well-deserving honor. So again, those are the Student Athlete Awards, courtesy of Stewart Appliance and the Lorain County Veteran Services Veteran of the Game.